surface, I've become somewhat of a ruler in my field.
Say again?
A sovereign is a monarch, a king, yeah. queen, or a supreme ruler. Right. So I was saying that in my field of work, I've gained some supremacy.
Yeah.
You know, through consistency, through fortitude, through integrity.
Through consistency alone. Like everybody knows that produce is healthy. But you're like, no. No, produce is more than healthy. Produce is a source of life from the sun. You see that big glowing thing in the sky? Like, that provides all the energy that we need to survive, and anything that provides everything we need. I'm thinking about being a breatharian. I'm thinking about just eating the sun, like ingesting the sun's energy and trying to survive with water alone. It's possible. But like, I have these foods that I have to eat, so if I'm going to eat these foods, I'm going to eat the healthiest foods that I have access to. Why? Just purely. It has to be like pure like family politics that keeps that from happening, or literally just there's just a lack of like if you look at most like a lot of people like myself included, like we're unhealthy, like we're unhealthy and we're getting unhealthier. This is probably the only time in history people talk about like, oh, you should have freedom to be able to do whatever you want to. I would be in favor of curtailing the freedom of what people eat. If it would help somebody, if I can restrict access to the food that will cause somebody to balloon up to 450, 500 pounds, like I saw a woman just earlier today whose body was just like from her forehead out, it was just she was like a walking berry, and I really think that like somebody like that, I'm just kind of like you need to be placed in an environment where you don't have access to the food that causes that condition in you to be there. Like, but food is such a, everybody feels, well, I should be, because this is the United States, we have the freedom to eat whatever we want. Should we really be allowed to have the freedom to eat whatever we want if it's just known that which is unhealthy hurts the environment, hurts the populace, hurts our ability to survive as people? Like, does the farmer have the right to kill indiscriminately animals so that he can spread like disease to people for the benefit? Like, and the benefit of this is that people get the chance to chew on something they like the texture of. Like that's what the fight is over. You have a group of people that says like there's this whole regimen of healthy food that we can be eating in comparison to. You're fighting over your right to have like this taste that you enjoy. Like, is that really is your like the slight sensation you have on your tongue? Does that really give you the right and everybody like that the right to kill like millions of cows just because you like the way they taste? Like, is that what the argument is about? Is over like the way something tastes? Like, is there anything else to that? Like apparently you get some protein. Apparently you get protein from meat. You do get protein from meat, but is it better quality protein than the protein that was produced for you to eat? Like that cow was produced to survive. Because it makes sense to me that like in that moment when a cow is killed, like that's when the rotting process begins. Like you're not eating living tissue. You're eating unhealthy tissue. Like I just had some chicken over the weekend. Like, I find my whole worldview changing. Like, talking to you, I find my whole worldview changing. It's kind of like, and I can't go to my parents and be like, well, Costa said be a vegan, so now I'm not eating any of your food. Like, I've grown up on this food my entire life. I ate it last month, I ate it the month before, I ate it the month before. I can't just be like in the living conditions I have. I can't just be like, now your food's no good for me. Like, I can't turn around to my family like that. So like when somebody's kind of, hey, we're having dinner, I'm kind of, okay, I sit down and then I eat like a small portion.
That's another angle to look at the difference between sovereignty and slavery. You know what I'm saying? The sovereign got options. The slaves don't really have options. So right now, basically, you working towards that sovereign state versus the state that what you're in, where your choices and your alternatives is limited.
Because I know if I wasn't a slave, I would go to the grocery store. I'd very happily. I'd be like red pepper, green pepper. And I'd go over and I'd be like, here's some nuts. And I'd go over and I'd be like, here's some seeds. I'd go home and I'd be a happy person and I would watch and I'd watch myself become healthier. Like I in my mind, like my mind tells me that there's a healthier future for me because of having known like you as a person. Right now, like if I were to because I don't even have the power to buy groceries really. Like I had the power to buy groceries and I bought them here. And I'm just like in terms of like intrinsic.
So you want something to eat? I can show you alternatives to fried chicken.
Okay. Is it those?